This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. What's your favorite drink? No, not alcohol, just drink. What's your favorite drink? Mine? Well, probably Coca-Cola. And I gotta really stay away from that because it's a lot of points on Weight Watchers and it's a lot of alcohol. But when I was little, my favorite drink was chocolate milk. I hated regular milk. Regular milk was disgusting. I just hated milk. I never liked the taste. You know, milk flavored. I preferred dark chocolate over milk chocolate. I just really didn't want the taste of milk. But chocolate milk, if you put some Ovaltine or Nestle's Quick or something in there, wow. Well, now we're being told that if you need a drink to recover from exercise, the best drink over sports drinks is chocolate milk. They say chocolate milk has emerged in recent years as a surprise contender for the best post-workout meal. And it's the meal of choice for British Olympic gold medal winning runner Mo Farah. The drink has carbohydrates, proteins, fat, water, electrolytes, and sugar, obviously, with carbohydrates. All ingredients the body needs after workout. Now, the authors of this study published it in the journal Nature. So what they did is to test their hypothesis. They conducted a review of existing evidence to compare how chocolate milk affected the body during and after exercise, compared to beverages that were marketed as sports drinks, and then they used a placebo. And the researchers, based at Shahid Sadali University of Medical Sciences in Yazd, Iran, assessed 12 small studies. And apparently there were like 150 participants in the study, and they mostly ran or cycled, according to Reuters. So they looked at the length of time it took athletes to become physically exhausted, their levels of exertion, and their heart rate were measured. Then they looked at creatine kinase. So creatine kinase is used, it's an enzyme that muscles need to function. Serum lactate indicates how much lactic acid was released under exertion. And they found that athletes who drink chocolate milk were found to be able to work out for 1 minute longer before reaching exhaustion compared to those given the placebo, and they were 6 minutes better compared to those who consumed sports drinks. Participants who drank chocolate milk also felt they had exerted themselves yet less. This is being reported in Newsweek. And they also had lower levels of lactic acid than the people who consumed the placebo. So some of you guys that feel really, really achy after working out, it's a lactic acid buildup. So Dr. Amin Salehi Arbagui of Shahid Sadali University led the study, and he said the take-home message that chocolate milk is a low-cost, delicious, and palatable option for recovery and provides either similar or superior effects compared with commercial drinks. Now, Aisling Pigott, a qualified dietitian, spokesperson for the British Dietetic Association, she wasn't involved in the research, but she weighed in, said we live in a world where every time we enter a shop or turn on our computer, we are bombarded by adverts for health products. This highlights that for those engaging in intense or endurance exercise, they do not necessarily need sports nutrition products or protein drinks. Simple chocolate milk can be just as good. Now, she stressed that the study related to chocolate milk as a source of nutrients to aid recovery should not mean it's a green light to consume it in excess. That doesn't mean to just sit there and drink chocolate milk 7 times a day. But it may be a nice refueling option. Other healthy post-workout foods offering like maybe a low-fat meal, adequate levels of protein, carbohydrates could be like egg on toast, granola with yogurt, or even a chicken sandwich. So you know, I know it's hard for you guys hearing all the different articles out there and ads and or seeing all the different articles and news outlets and ads. This is what you need. And I got to tell you, they sound good. You know, I hear a lot of the ads out there. I know they sound good. And I apologize that I haven't been able to endorse a particular brand that I really, really like. And I guess the reason why is when I ask people who are healthy or who are doing well what they do, not a lot of them are really, really big on certain brands of one vitamin or supplement or sports drink or energy bar, etc. Now, some of them may do a little something here, a little something there. Maybe they don't want to admit it. But for the most part, they're either boning up on more vegetables or they're eating a lot more lean protein. You know, I told you, I'll go to the store and I'll look at what some people have in their cart. You'll see somebody skinny, active, athletic looking, and I'll look in their cart and it's a lot of greens, a lot of fish, low proteins, rice cakes. I mean, and then you see someone who's overweight, doesn't really appear to be the most healthy. You see a little Frank sign in their earlobe. And you look at what's in their chart, in their cart, their shopping cart. It's a lot of carbs, a lot of processed foods, a lot of junk food. And so, obviously, there is something to eating healthy. And chocolate milk is interesting because how are we making the milk chocolate? Well, we may be pouring a bunch of Hershey's syrup in there, or Nestle's Quick. Or, well, that's not the healthiest thing. It doesn't really have a lot of nutritional value when you add that chocolate. But then again, maybe some sports drinks or maybe some of these other things, they have components in there too that aren't ideal. You know, some of these sports drinks, they look like fluorescent yellow, really, really bright orange, gorgeous blue, cobalt blue. Well, those are our food colorings. I mean, we're not really taking in everything natural as it is. Even with your supplements, some of them are real funky colored. So, if we're not being 100% natural as it is, at least milk is a natural product. It's filling. And if the only way to get it down is a little bit of chocolate, that's fine. Without the chocolate, a glass of milk, I remember in the 80s, they were talking about drinking a glass of milk after exercise. That's nothing new. Milk has natural sugars that you break down. It has the protein, it has the fluids, and your body knows how to break down milk. Those of us that don't have lactic acid disorder or a lactase deficiency. But the only way I could get down is with some chocolate. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY, we're going to talk about a nudist colony. We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, this caught my eye. There was a woman in a picture. And she has a bar against her chest. She's obviously naked in the picture. Sitting next to two naked children. And I guess the title of this article from Daily Mail is, It's No Different from a Church Picnic. A family-friendly nudist resort has opened up. And is, I guess, having a nice big open house. Opening its doors to new guests. And it insists it has a wholesome environment. It's called Cypress Cove in Florida. It is known as the, quote, Cadillac of nudist resorts. One of the rare few where both kids and adults can frolic without worrying about putting pants on. The Kissimmee Getaway Destination hosted an open house, giving the general public a chance to experience an incredible sense of freedom. Now, I guess it was founded in 1964. And I guess Cypress Cove has been a place that embraced traditional nudism. And you see people sitting there showering and taking a picture and seeming to be all happy. And I'm a little confused. According to spokesman Dan Wicker, he said non-sexual nudity, that's been a value of the resort from that time on. Any nudist resort that is a true nudist resort will hold to those values. He explained that the family who founded Cypress Cove were traditional nudists, placing an emphasis on holistic health, body, mind, and spirit. It was developed to provide a sense of freedom and social acceptance. Nudists have held on to those traditions and values over the years, and the best nudist properties still uphold those types of standards. Because of that, they've always been inclusive of families. Yeah, I see people sitting there by the pool, standing there naked, happy, no tan lines. That's a benefit, no tan lines. One looks like she's drinking a glass of wine. Another one looks like he's drinking a margarita. But I think people are a little shocked that there are kids in the picture. Now, what's very interesting is nudists. I've never really met one who's a pervert. Most nudists, I guess, they just want to be nude. It's not that they want to see other people nude. It's they just don't want to wear clothes. They don't like bras. They don't like tidy whities. They don't like to wear pants. And it's not a, I want to sit there and watch people naked. Because when somebody wants to see somebody naked, it usually is a model, right? Like, if I want to see somebody naked, okay, it would probably be Michael Fassbender, let's say. And you know what? To be honest, I mean, it's not a real big bucket list item for me. Okay? But the theme to that is you want to see somebody who is gorgeous, all right, that you think would be exquisite. These nudist colonies aren't about that. You don't really have supermodels running around nudist colonies. Apparently, there's a nudist colony in Texas. Southeast Texas has a little nudist resort. It's in the heart of the woodlands. It's called Emerald Lake Naturist Resort and RV Park. It's family friendly. Did you know there's an American Association of Nude Recreation? There's also a Wisconsin-based Naturalist Society. There's barely 8 nudist resorts or clubs in Texas. Emerald Lake has a devoted membership, hailing from all over the greater Houston region. Has visitors like snowbirds from Montana, Canada, and upper Midwest. So there's a market for this. There's a market for nudist colonies. And again, it isn't a sexuality thing. It's a freedom thing. It's a, we're animals. God made us this way. And why superficially adorn ourselves with things that we weren't technically born to do? We were born naked. Why do we have to wear a striped Ernie and Bert looking shirt? So the psychology behind a nudist colony is that, you know, I just want to be free. I don't want to have to be self-conscious. I want to get over that part of my quote-unquote nakedness so I could deal with other things. Now, I have a big problem with bringing kids there, and I'll tell you that why. But for those people that want to be a part of a nudist colony and who do that, play golf naked, whatever, it's really not a big, deal. You know, one of my biggest fears, right, like in my dream, I have these bad dreams. If I have these bad dreams, sometimes I have the dream where you're naked in the dream. And I told you guys what that means. When you're naked in the dream, it means you feel like there is something that you are not giving attention to. Something may go wrong. Something that you need to address that you've just been covering up. So like if you did a bad job on, I don't know, a report, you know, you may have a dream about being naked in public. And so some people, they get over that fear by, okay, you know what? I'm done. You know what? Everybody see me naked. There's pictures of me out there naked. It's over. Who cares? I'm done. That's how I look. Who cares? And if society doesn't make a big deal about someone's boobie, like National Geographic. I remember when I was a kid, I would look at the National Geographic, and I'm like, oh my gosh, these poor women. Oh my gosh, there's pictures of them naked. Oh my, they, you know, they must be just completely, you know, mortified by that. No. Breasts are for breastfeeding. That's just what they're there for. So who cares if I have them? Who cares if mine are big or droopy or whatever? That's just the way they are. So until society just gets used to, well, this is how we look, this is how it is, then we make a bigger deal about our bodies than we do. Now, if somebody is a predator, and if somebody is incited by nakedness, yeah, that could be a problem. Or if you have kids around. Now, kids, we live in a society where we're not nudists, and I'm kind of glad about that. I think I like the whole clothes idea. But bringing kids to a nudist colony, when you're trying to teach them that in society you need to stay dressed, may unfortunately put them in harm's way. So, for example, they may go to school and just take off their clothes, or after they go to the bathroom, just keep their pants off. A person in today's society that exposes themselves, exhibitionism, may get arrested. So children seeing people naked, such as that, like it is the norm, may get confused. We're not supposed to have wardrobe malfunctions and nudity out there. Now, I was asked by a listener years ago about at what age should your children not see you naked? That's tough. That there's no set, psychologists don't have a set age for that. Usually, rule of thumb is when the kids don't question it. So if you have a 2-3-year-old that you're trying to bathe and they, and you know, they're not ready to be in a shower or bath by themselves, so you want to be in there with you, they may not notice it. You know, you have to change, you have to go to a department store, you need to change your clothes, or you need to go to the bathroom. Like, you know, my kids, if I had to go to the bathroom and I was with them by myself, I brought their stroller in or I brought them into the bathroom, I'd make them face the wall because I didn't want to scare them if I had my period or something. But I made them face the door and then, you know, so, you know, when you think they're going to have a response or a question or they feel awkward or then that's when it stops, whether it's 4 years old, whether it's 2 years old, whether it's 8 years old. Now, unfortunately, many of us parents know we have absolutely no privacy whatsoever. We're in the bathroom, mom. We're in the shower, mom. You know, we're just trying to do what we need to do, mom. Okay, guys. Okay, when the door is closed, it means I'm changing. Oh, sorry, mom, I don't care. Yeah, okay, but I do. So some kids, they're completely oblivious to it, and it's no big deal. But I would probably say once they start to, you know, well, okay, mommy, you have that, but daddy has that, or so am I going to look like daddy or mommy? And that's what happened with me. When I was a young kid, I was really confused that I was going to turn into my mom and not my dad. I wanted to grow into my dad. I wanted to stand and pee. I thought dads were cooler than moms. And I found out I was going to grow into my mom. I was like, no. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCM for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
I think that the probe is a disaster for our country. I think it's kept us apart. It's kept us separated. There was no collusion at all. Everybody knows it. People are being brought out to the fore. So far that I know, virtually none of it related to the campaign. And they're going to have to try really hard to find somebody that did relate to the campaign. That was a clean campaign.
President Donald Trump in a press conference after his nearly two-hour meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Both presidents took questions from the media. Putin also addressed meddling in the 2016 presidential election.
We should be guided by facts. Could you name a single fact that would definitively prove the collusion? This is utter nonsense.
The press conference did go on for nearly 40 minutes. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, in the next few minutes, people are going to be going ape crazy, if not already. Oh, no, you know what? Actually, in about an hour and a half, for Amazon Prime Day. It is a 36-hour sale that starts this afternoon featuring more than 1 million deals. I guess its global reach has been extended to 4 more countries this year, including Australia, Singapore, Netherlands, and Luxembourg, joining the U.S., U.K., Spain, Mexico, Japan, India, Italy, Germany, France, China, Canada, Belgium, and Austria. Some of these deals may already be available, but the majority of them are going to just be released in the next hour and a half. So smartphones, speakers, streamers, TVs, headphones, audio, smart home stuff, smartwatches, fitness trackers. Cheapskate's best Prime Day deals of 2018, that's going to be released in about an hour and a half. So, there are some early details that certain news outlets are going to be highlighting. But it may not go as smoothly because we're hearing that Amazon workers in Europe are striking. They say thousands of Amazon workers in Europe are seeking better conditions of pay and are engaged in a coordinated strike meant to coincide with today's Prime Day. They say news of the strike began circling last week as workers at San Fernando de Henares, an Amazon franchise, I guess, MAD4 facility, prepared for a three-day action to follow up a two-day strike that those same workers had in late March. The collective agreement between MAD4 workers, nearly half of whom were temps, had expired in 2016, and a resolution has yet to be reached, while Amazon continues to chip away at things like night shift bonuses and health care. Now, they say, don't worry, this strike should not have much of an effect on the supply chain with Prime Day, because a lot of other European facilities may pick up the slack. But six facilities in Germany have all chosen to engage in a one-day strike. They say Polish workers are also going to be performing a work-to-rule protest. It's a form of worker action where all labor is done exactly as outlined by company guidelines. So, according to a spokesperson, they say Amazon is a fair and responsible employer, and as such we are committed to dialogue, which is an inseparable part of our culture. We are committed to ensuring a fair cooperation with all our employees, including positive working conditions and a caring and inclusive environment. Now, unions apparently are stronger in Europe, we're being told by Gizmodo, stronger than in the U.S. And I guess strikes against Amazon have been happening for years. They say workers in Italy and Germany struck separately back in December. I haven't noticed any change with my Amazon service. Maybe at one time I noticed that there was a couple delays, like a day or two delay in shipping. But other than that, not much. Apparently there was a Black Friday strike to mess up the Christmas sales. They say Germany remains Amazon's biggest market outside the U.S. So many reports have painted a grim picture of how work is like in Amazon warehouses. And so we have been following Amazon very, very closely as we're being told that they have these robots that can lift over 700 pounds. These robots are working fairly efficiently, some of them better than humans. And I don't think Amazon is going to hesitate. In fact, I think they're already mobilizing more automation. And so, as a human worker, we're kind of in a pickle, right? We want to be able to use our strength. Okay, I mean, I get the whole strike thing, and I admire people that do that. That takes a lot of guts to put their salaries on the line, their jobs on the line for the greater good of others. That's pretty cool. I like seeing people unite. I think that's really, really cool for a collective cause. That's why America is such a great country. It allows us to do things like that. But we need to be kind of careful because there's going to be a time where employers are going to say, fine, screw you, see ya. You're not that good. You know, we're hiring you as a favor to you. So we got to be careful about how much we ask for. We're asking for a lot from employers. We're asking for higher salaries. We're asking for insurance, health insurance. Some of us also dental and vision. We're asking for paid sick leave. We're asking for paternity leave, stress days, budget accounts, little petty cash. I mean, we ask for a lot of stuff from our employers. And we think we're allowed to because they make a lot of money off our backs. Maybe we're right. For every employee, they may make three times the amount of money that day. Based on that one employee, some others, who knows? So we have value. Unless something else can replace us. Well, no one can replace a human, you know, because humans, you know, do a lot of work. When they show up, we're finding that there's a lot of automated type gadgets or robots that can lift more than us. If you have Amazon robots that can lift over 700 pounds, well, they don't need to hire five strong men. If you have computers that work faster, if you have robots that can flip burgers without dropping them on the ground or sneaking some to eat, you have efficiency. I mean, a robot doesn't steal. I can't tell you how many millions of dollars U.S. employers have to deal with stealing. We had staff steal from us all the time. Steal flu shots, steal splints, steal syringes, steal KY, steal money, steal from other staff. You know? I mean, we had the gamut. And if I could have a robot, check somebody in, take their vitals, walk them to the room, follow me. Then you follow the robot to the room. I could save a lot of money. Now, those robots are expensive. That's the only reason why we aren't seeing a lot of them take over. They're expensive. But you start to see more and more, demands. It's going to be nice for employers to be more automated. So I don't blame them. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. More than 500 people have fallen ill after visiting a Tennessee zip line attraction. E. coli bacteria was found in the water. This was an attraction in Tennessee where more than 500 people reportedly fell ill. The state's health department said last week one person who visited the Climb Work Zip Line Canopy Tour in Gatlinburg tested positive for norovirus and enteropathogenic E. coli, which could cause hemolytic uremic syndrome and very kidney failure, very dangerous. 550 people tested positive for norovirus. They say at this time we cannot pinpoint to one single cause of this outbreak, but it looks like there's multiple bugs involved. Norovirus causes acute gastrointestinal illness, sudden nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Symptoms usually last 1 or 2 days, but you could spread it for weeks. Enteropathogenic E. coli causes watery diarrhea. Those symptoms may last several days. Like I said, cause renal failure. So preliminary testing and environmental health assessments indicate that the water system at the zipline facility may have contributed to the outbreak. However, there are likely other sources involved in the spread of the illnesses, like contaminated surfaces, person-to-person transmission. And he said water testing indicated that there was fecal contamination of the facility's water system, and additional testing was underway. Fecal contamination. So when people drink what? From the drinking fountain, they're picking up E. coli? Norovirus very easily spread by oral fecal route or touching a contaminated surface that has virus that was shed in the feces. So since June, multiple visitors to the facility have complained about getting sick. One person said it was a terrible way to end their vacation. They got sick. The tour was great. We had a group of 8 for the mountaintop tour on Saturday morning. By Sunday, we were all throwing up and terribly sick, and we couldn't figure out why. Do not drink the water here. Wow. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish?
greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly, so thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big shout out to Governor Wolf of Pennsylvania for proclaiming September 5th, Pennsylvania Blood Donation Day. Woohoo! So, we are, in the works of preparing for National Blood Donation Week. As you had heard with American Red Cross last week, they have a severe blood shortage. These shortages have been plaguing them for years, and the summer is one of the deadliest times because you don't have as many people going for their routine donations. And they need thousands of pints a day. What is it, 16,000 pints a day? And so for anybody that can't donate blood, please, if you want to host a drive, that is immensely helpful because that could bring in tons of pints of blood. So please contact me at drdahlia.com if you could host a blood during National Blood Donation Week, September 4th through the 10th, September 3rd through the 10th, or if you want to host a drive anytime throughout the year. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told urgent care clinics are prescribing too many unnecessary antibiotics. Now, they've been accusing urgent care docs of doing this for a long time. I remember in the 90s they did this. And they say half the patients that go to urgent care clinics seeking treatment for flu, cold, or other conditions that do not require antibiotics get a prescription anyway. That is three times as often as antibiotics are prescribed to patients with the same illnesses in traditional doctor's offices. So a lot of antibiotics are coming out of the urgent cares. Patients who get unnecessary antibiotics are at risk for several side effects, even with just one dose of medicine, doctors say, and inappropriate use of these life-saving antibiotics puts everyone else at risk because it can accelerate the emergence of resistant bacteria or superbugs. So this analysis that was published in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine is the first study of antibiotic prescribing in the growing number of urgent care centers and retail health clinics, which together serve millions of patients at thousands of locations across the U.S. each year. Retail clinics, they say, are embedded in grocery stores, big box stores, pharmacy chains. Urgent care clinics, they say, treat more pressing injuries or illnesses that do not require an ER visit. And with antibiotic overuse becoming a huge problem, they're concerned that by the year 2050, in the UK alone, there could be 10 million deaths each year by these superbugs. In the US, nearly one-third of antibiotics, or 47 million prescriptions dispensed every year, are not needed and not effective. One-third of antibiotics dispensed in the U.S. are not necessary. Now, that's according to a 2016 study by the CDC. CDC and Pew researchers tried to provide the information with the latest study, and they looked at insurance claims from a 2014 database of more than 156 million patient visits to urgent cares, retail clinics, hospital-based emergency offices, and departments. Now, the database, of course, only included patients with employer-sponsored insurance, not Medicaid. But the data showed urgent care retail clinics are an under-recognized source of inappropriate antibiotic prescribing, over-prescribing urgent care clinics, the fast and the spurious. See how they try to... the fast and the furious, the fast and the spurious. Government people are funny, I guess. That's what they're trying to say. So they looked at conditions like colds, bronchitis, asthma, allergies, influenza, viral pneumonia. Urgent care centers prescribed antibiotics in nearly 46% of visits for these conditions. That rate was nearly three times higher than the 17% prescribed antibiotic inappropriate diagnoses in medical offices, twice as high as ERs. 46% of the time they got antibiotics. But retail clinics are the lowest rate of these, 14%. So that was interesting. So the new information suggests that in the U.S., this is a greater problem than what was estimated 2 years ago. Now, of course, the study, you know, relied on codes. They relied on what insurance paid out. They didn't really look at medical records. Didn't include Medicare and Medicaid uninsured patients. But in terms of insured, that's what it looked like. And we've talked about how superbugs are made. Superbugs are made by you blast a bug, an antibiotic, or you blast a bacteria with an antibiotic. And if the antibiotic doesn't kill the bug, it will survive, dust off its, you know, shoulders and knees, right? And go, all right, I'm ready to propagate, make new bacteria, which may be resistant. But if you're not sick, and there's an antibiotic on board, and then a bacteria lands, sees this antibiotic, but it's kind of in its weaker sense, it could survive it, and then again, grow progeny. It does lead to resistance. Multiple factors. Now, these urgent care. These urgent care centers, according to Washington Post, is an $18 billion industry with more than 8,000 locations. It allows us to have the convenience now of going to a doctor on the weekend, in the evening, lower out-of-pocket costs than ERs. So, what do? Well, let's go back, okay? When I had a PA, there was somebody that came in with a sore throat. This is to our medical office. And the PA said, I think it's viral. Doesn't look like strep. Not acting like strep, it's viral. We don't give antibiotics for a sore throat that you've only had a few hours. So, I want you to gargle with salt water. Rest. I can give you a note off work. If it worsens, come back in a couple days. Well, 4 or 5 days later, the patient ends up in an urgent care with strep throat. So the urgent care gives them antibiotics, although I don't think it was confirmed strep. She said, oh, yeah, I had strep. The urgent care doctor, because it's been about 5 days, or four or five, I think it was like four days. So it wasn't that much longer, but it fell on a Saturday. Urgent care doctor gave antibiotics. Patient ends up getting better. Called up furious. Basically wrote a complaint to the medical board on the PA for not writing an antibiotic. And the PA comes to me going, okay, you know what? I guess I should just give antibiotics to everybody. No, no. You got to stand firm. She's like, I don't want to lose my license because somebody claims that they got strep throat. And by the way, some of these viral sore throats could last a week. There's no proof that the person, there's a chance that the PA was right the whole time. But a lot of doctors out there, or medical professionals, see these stories all too often. And we would much rather give an antibiotic than be sued for not giving one. It is very rare that a doctor or a medical provider gets sued for having given an antibiotic when you didn't need it. You rarely see reactions to antibiotics. And whenever we give an antibiotic, we justify it. Well, you have a bladder infection. You know, here's your urine test. Or you know, were exposed to an STD or whatever. So we give antibiotics all the time. That doesn't get us sued. But what gets us sued is withholding treatment. You withhold treatment, you will lose that lawsuit. So urgent care doctors are in a very precarious position. Because they're not a family doc in a family medical practice where they get to see you grow, age, follow you for years. They only get to see you for one Polaroid picture, a snapshot of your life. And you're coming to them, telling them you have a fever, you have a cough, you're coughing up yellow and green stuff at home, and you can't provide proof. And sometimes a pneumonia may not show up on x-ray until days later after the fluid buildup and the consolidation buildup. So these urgent care docs have to take your word for it. And if they say no, sorry, they could be at high risk of being sued if they miss something. So it's easier for them to say, you know what, let me give you the antibiotic. Now, this is what I did as an urgent care doctor. As an urgent care doctor, I said, look, so here's the thing. Oh, and taking a step back, these patients had to pay like a $75 copay to go to the ER, the urgent care, for an antibiotic that they could have gotten from the PA days ago. So I understand why they were ticked. But the PA did right. If it was viral and there was no signs of strep and the strep test was negative, we don't give antibiotics. I get that. So this is how I did it when I was an urgent care doctor. I'm like, look, what it looks like you have right now doesn't look bad at all. But if you think it's going to get worse, call me and I'll write a prescription, or I'll give you the prescription early. Don't fill it, but call me if you fill it. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Don't go away.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.